Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of a different version, but you get the picture, folks. 19 years ago, this week, we met Rob Jolliss. Rob, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thanks. I can't wait for my 20th. Do I get a pin or something?
You get it. Well, around here, the gift at your 20th is an email. We'll give you an email. So you get ready for that.
Thank
it's
you.
A solid gold email.
Oh,
though,
boy. Yeah, I haven't had one of those in about 8 seconds. Thank
19
you.
Years ago, thank you for being such a steadfast supporter of all we do for the last 19 years. We appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Welcome back, folks. We're having a little love fest here. Rob Jolliss is one of the great salesmanship experts on the planet. And I'm Jim Blasingame. As you know, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Rob Jolliss, it's just jolliss.com, right, Rob?
That's it, jolliss.com.
So check it out, folks. Hey, Rob, we're talking about artificial intelligence and the impact that it's having on sales training, lead development, lead procurement, nurturing of customers, nurturing relationships. And to me, in the sales, especially we're talking primarily B2B here, folks, in this particular case. I'm okay with artificial intelligence if it enhances the humans, but not replacing when the human needs to be there. What do you think?
Of course, that's what we're all looking for. So when we see things like customer service, it's a double-edged sword. Certainly, AI can work its way and has worked its way into customer service. Yay, that's the good news. And the bad news is how many of us have sat there in a phone tree, kind of, pounding on the zero key saying, I've had enough. Just give me a human.
Right. No, I do that. I'm holding the phone saying, representative.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Siri is artificial intelligence.
Right.
Alexa is artificial intelligence. Matter of fact, I'm lucky it didn't just go off behind me as I said.
I have them, but they're unplugged. I don't use them.
I just have one because it's connected for my mother, who can call out my name if she needs me. Not selling anything, but there's a great example of artificial intelligence, used for good. So we know that, like I said, through forecasting, through data collection, certain types of what we see on our phones and our computers, okay, we're good. Just like anything else, we just have to remember there's a human element to all this. Mm-hmm. And you said something, Jim, I just want to jump back on, which is training. I do find myself wincing when I hear the word artificial intelligence and training, because or replacing a salesperson.
Right.
Because how does artificial intelligence, and maybe your next guest can tell us, but how does artificial intelligence feel empathy, show empathy? We know that when we're selling, one of the most important things we have to do is not only try and understand the problem that's being solved, because without a problem being solved, we're really not with the customer. But we have to go deeper than the client is gone. And that means asking more difficult questions. Can artificial intelligence do that in an empathetic and compassionate manner? I haven't seen that yet.
I think you're right about that. I think you're exactly right about that. And I have to say that of the companies that I know of, I don't see a lot of AI in the training environment. Maybe I haven't seen everything that's out there. I'm sure I haven't. No, I haven't. But I've seen some pretty sophisticated operations, and I see a whole lot of humans still up in the middle of the training process.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, I'll give you an example, and maybe this is, you know, kind of a tweener on AI. But when you look at some of the online training and you realize that some of the online training does have moves that have repercussions that somebody's making. So it isn't just listening to a video. It's more sophisticated than that. And there are repercussions for decisions that are being made while watching the training. Well, that is a form of artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that concerns me.
Those are probably wizards, aren't they? Those are probably if this, then that kind of thing that would help somebody go through a process without having to have a trainer there. I mean, I could see where some things could be automated if you were just teaching people repetition kind of things, like I don't know, like closing.
Yep. Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, and here's a positive side to it. I think it's really good for implementation, meaning, okay, Jim and I spent 2 days together, and we learned this new, almost like a golf swing. We learned this new swing, this sales process. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's bombing it down the fairway 300 yards yet, but he could take it to the mats and work on it. Now I like AI, you know, following him behind a little bit, saying, let me try and help to reinforce that process. Let me be that practice mat. And, you know, I created something in the 90s, believe it or not. Yes, the 90s that had it was artificial, but it was a running clock in a sense that meant every answer that you gave it had an impact on the time you were allowed to spend with the customer. So that was my way of saying, you know, pick your decisions carefully, because when this goes to zero, just like a real sales call, that's all the time the client had. So how could you have moved quicker and more intelligently?
Just remember this, folks. In my opinion, the higher the stakes of the sale, the more humanity I think needs to be. You just cannot replace the humans in key areas in the sales process. Rob Johnson and I will be right back. We're going to change the subject a little bit. We're going to talk about objections. Stay with us. 10-7.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.